The name Yud Vicious is a pun on Sid Vicious, bass player for the seminal punk band The Sex Pistols. But Yud Vicious is not a punk band. They play traditional klezmer music. But like punk, klezmer is about dancing. Here's Kia Carlin, horn player for Yud Vicious.
Dancing is a really key part of klezmer music. That's what the music is there for. And Madison is lucky to have a really rich folk dancing scene, and a number of the dancers are sort of an extension of the band.
In fact, one of the regular Yud Vicious dancers recently told me that klezmer music is a connection to divine energy. He said, "You're supposed to express yourself." Yud Vicious has released 3 CDs, and each one's incorporated more and more of their individual touch on traditional klezmer music. Their latest album, The Seventh Shmeel, has some original music from the band's drummer, Jeff Brady. Again, Kia Carlin.
There's a popular dance style called a Turkisher, and there aren't very many of them in the klezmer repertory, so our band has always been hoping to find more Turkishers. Well, Jeff wrote one, didn't tell the band that he wrote it from scratch, said that he found it he had been at the library digging through old klezmer collections, said, "Oh, I've arranged this traditional klezmer tune." And one day at home, he confessed to me, "I wrote it. Don't tell the band. Don't tell them, or they won't want to play it because they only want to play traditional klezmer music."
Nice Turk, if you can get it, is one of 2 tunes on their latest album composed by Jeff Brady. Obviously, they liked it. Klezmer has always been a blend of traditional and contemporary music. Modern klezmer music came out of New York City, as old world musicians were influenced by new trends, such as swing and Dixie. There are 3 waves of klezmer.
We're part of what they call the third wave, because the first wave was the actual traditional musicians, a few of whom are still alive, that played in the 20s and 30s, and then the folk revival in the 70s, and then, you know, we're kind of the next generation that learned the tunes from the people that learned the tunes from the 78s and the old musicians that they visited. So.
Many people look at klezmer as traditional Jewish music. And some wonder why a group of mostly non-Jewish players would be drawn to it.
Many of the people who play Irish music don't have any connection to Ireland. In fact, one of my very first Irish albums that I bought is a collaboration between Hank Sapoznik, who's basically the modern founder of the klezmer revival, and Kevin Burke, who's a traditional Irish musician. Before Hank ever played klezmer, he played bluegrass and other traditional music. And the story goes that he was down in North Carolina somewhere, some shack, interviewing some old blues musician or something and learning the tunes. And finally the guy turned to him and said, "Don't your people have any music?" And Hank thought, "Well, maybe I should find out." So he went back to New York and looked in his grandparents' attic and found all these 78s and was like, "Oh yeah, we do."
A nice part of most contemporary klezmer music is that it all draws from these sort of standards, the way there are books of jazz standards. There are lots of standard public domain tunes that people in the 70s went back and transcribed off of old 78 albums. So there's sort of a stock repertoire, but I think what is exciting is the way klezmer bands today sort of take that stock repertoire and put their own particular stamp and stylistic impulses into it.
And it's important that we be creating new music so that 50 years down the road, you know, that it's an ever-changing thing, that it isn't something that's stuck in time and that we're just a museum.
And they're certainly not stuck in time. Like their website says, you can book them for bar and bat mitzvahs, anarchist picnics, seances, boat shows, corporate downsizings, and other events. Who knows? You might hear them at the next lumberjack competition you attend.